The war is now 60 days old, an important marker. A 1973 law requires the president to end military conflicts unless the commander-in-chief gets congressional approval to continue. The administration says the ongoing ceasefire paused that 60-day clock. Republican leadership agrees. But Democrats and some Republicans say it's time Congress gets involved. One GOP lawmaker says she plans to introduce an authorization for use of military force, AUMF, when the Senate returns.
The president should have come to Congress before engaging in military action at this scale that we're seeing now, and that regrettably did not happen.
Iran essentially shut down the Strait of Hormuz when fighting started. Now, a new memo seen by NBC News shows the administration launching a new effort to get allies to reopen the waterway and get oil tankers moving. This as American drivers face surging gas prices, with the average cost of a gallon now $4.39. But in many parts of the country, it's even higher.
$6.19, I'm not touching it.
Around $40-$50 to fill my tank, but now it's from to empty, it's $80 to $90.
That's forced drivers to find alternative ways of getting around.
I just got a monthly bus pass.
Kind of put it in that calculation of how much this thing costs and how much it costs to drive every day. It just makes so much more sense as a college student just to do this.
President Trump says he doesn't need congressional approval for the war. In letters to Congress today, he says the hostilities that began on February 28th terminated the day the ceasefire began last month. But he did not address the naval blockade on Iranian ports.